Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters to the Mishpachah. I am V the Preacher, and you are tuned in to Straight No Chaser, brought to you by At Last Ministries. We are a part of the House of Israel, and all praises to the Most High. But this show right here is designed to talk to you about your life, where it stands, and what's going on all around you and how it's affecting you, your family, and your psyche. The fact that these traumatic events are having a devastating toll on your posture and your disposition in life if you're not living the right kind of way. We as a people have been very resilient, and we have overcome a lot of setbacks, racism, hatred, animosity, poverty, sickness, and disease. And it's all because these curses are on our people, because we don't want to own up to the truth of who we are. If ignorance is bliss, we happy as hell, because we choose to ignore the facts. Well, this show is designed to talk to you about the truth. Truth is a weighty matter, and not too many people can carry a weight for very long. But I do know that when you lie and try to carry a lie, that will kill you and take you out just as fast. But to accept and acknowledge the truth is to take the weighty matter of falsehood and facades and lies off of you as well. When you project the truth and give someone the truth and tell someone the truth, it truly is not just a cliche about it setting them free. We are imprisoned by lies because we choose to be blind. And our people are truly destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Knowledge is information, but at this point in time, there's so much disinformation out there that everyone is under the impression that they have knowledge, because there's not a person that I don't know that does not seek validation to some degree. So nonetheless, this show right here, Straight No Chasers Design, we cover current events, modern time events from a biblical perspective, and kind of help to maybe clean your glasses, change your perspective, help you to tune in and focus, so that you are not walking around unaware of what's happening to you in society. Like I said, we hear so much. There's so many truthers, so-called truthers out here. And we've heard the term walking in the matrix, red pill, blue pill. But there's so much we don't really quite understand about the heart of the matter of where we stand in time. We're living in a time where prophecies are being fulfilled. We are at the precipice of World War III, and we have a lot of fear mongers. And as I mentioned before, fear is designed to traumatize the mind, cause you to compartmentalize and become schizophrenic in your presentation, because you're in denial of the pain that exists in your life. And so we tend to self-medicate. And there's been more than enough opportunities, methods for people to self-medicate these days by legalizing marijuana, introducing every form of drug, and getting you to not even want to deal with anything around you. Most people would prefer not to deal with anything that has anything to do with the truth. Most people want to sweep things under the carpet and not have to deal with the dirt of their lives, the truth of their lives, the fact that you're going to die. We're going to die. I'm not here to scare you, that we are mortals. We're not immortals, but we want to live forever. So, but most people would prefer to live vicariously through their celebrities, through the movies, through their comic books, through the dreams of others, just to try and escape. And there's plenty of escapism all around us. But to tell the truth, we're going to have to own up and face up to the lies that have been fed to us for quite some time that exist all around us in society. The lies that come through politics, the lies that come through education, the lies that come through your degree, the lies that come through who you think you are based upon what you do for a living, that does not truly entail the essence of how the Most High created you because you yourself know you're not happy going to an 8-to-5 just to make a living to barely exist. That doesn't express you. Prisoners of pain is what we are. Few things in the news, few topics, so we're just going to go through a few topics. But the core conversation I want to have with you tonight, tonight's main topic after we go through some of the current events, is to talk about controlled opposition, which is the substratum and the foundation of the cognitive dissonance that we experience on a daily basis just by watching the morning news, the evening news. And controlled opposition is something that's been out there for a long time, and you are probably a victim of controlled opposition. Now, I don't want this information to put you to a space where you don't know what to believe, but I want it to cause you to be more discerning and more perceptive, because I believe we're living in a time where we need to feed our spirit man by the words of the Most High and enhance that so that we're able to carefully navigate our way through in such a spiritual society. Because if you think you are just the external application, then you're sadly mistaken. That's like saying your computer consists of nothing but the shell, the Apple logo, the laptop that goes up and down. No, there's a hard drive and there's software. And those are the things that have to be catered to, and that's what we try and deal with, more so even on this, on the Sabbath. If you've ever listened to Blueprint for Life, we try to deal with the spiritual aspect of man, which consists of a spirit, soul, and body. And we try to make sure that we're feeding that spirit with words that are life and tap into spirituality to help you confine and conform and to the laws that the Most High has given us that will cause you to transform and keep you abreast and above the fray. Why be like the rest of the sheep and follow everybody else to the slaughter? Why not take that narrow road? Why not find some discipline in your life, some discipline with your soul, some discipline that will alter you so that you don't have to self-medicate to not deal with the pain, but to where you can wake up in the morning and have peace and joy, not based upon physical, material things and other people. So nonetheless, some will hear, some won't hear. Some will tune in, some won't tune in. So in the news, let's cover a few of these things. Okay, first and foremost, I think the government has totally succeeded in getting our people to be totally afraid of Islam and of Muslims, because it is a fear tactic and a scare tactic. At the core and at the bottom, we have got America disenfranchised and we have separated the masses. You've got the races against each other. You've got blacks against the police, police against the blacks, Ku Klux Klan. You've got the gays against the straight, straight against the gays, youth against the old against the young. Educated against the non-educated, homeless against those with homes. It just doesn't stop. I don't know where to continue at. It's non-stop. But what happens is there's no unity at the substratum, and revolution will begin. But first and foremost, they know there's no unified front. They know there is no unified front to be found. And the reason there's no unified front to be found is because they've succeeded in dismantling our society through social media. Nobody talks to each other anymore. Everybody's disenfranchised. And at the core, most people hate each other to the core. And this in itself presents a problem. So it's amazing that we allow the television and the radio to dictate to us what we should be afraid of, who we should be afraid of. How much sense does that make? I don't think we should allow mankind to dictate to us our fears in any degree or any fashion. So let me move on also in the news. The story I want to talk about tonight, before we get into the controlled opposition piece and that story, it's about the fact that pretty soon we're going to be moving into forced vaccinations. Vaccinations that are made up of formaldehyde, other types of metals, aluminum, aborted fetus cells, monkey kidneys, green monkey kidneys, all types of other aborted cultures and different things like that. But there's a story in the news, and for quite some time, for the last 3 years, there's been a lot of holistic doctors coming up missing, being murdered. These are men who specialize in just holistic health and healing, and against the pharmaceutical industry, which we know is designed to keep us sick but not to make us whole and dependent upon the medicine so that we get pretty much fund that entire billion-dollar industry. So anyway, murdered holistic doctors discovered cancer-causing enzyme was being added to all vaccines. This is by Disclose.tv. So apparently the holistic doctors who were all being killed in Florida had found out via their research that the Nogalese enzyme protein is intentionally being added to the population via immunizations. Nogalese, N-A-G-A-L-A-S-E, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, Nogalese stops vitamin D from binding to the GC protein. Now, if you know anything, just by being out in the sunshine, which they try to block with chemtrails, helps to produce natural vitamin D and alleviate depression. Now, if you are putting inside the vaccines a chemical that blocks vitamin D, for one, I can say it is a genetic-based weapon as well, because mainly so, the more melanin you have, the more you tend to produce vitamin D when exposed to sunshine, which promotes and generates health. And they know this. The body actually doesn't need any medicine. And the majority of times, it doesn't need herbs and teas unless you become deficient through sin. The body's been made to heal itself, especially if you nourish and hydrate properly. Not eating meat all the time, but eating things that don't have to be killed or that don't die when you eat of it, such as plants and fruits. You pull a fruit off the tree, the fruit doesn't die. It continues to reproduce. And that you put in you is that life, and it's alive. We weren't originally designed for meat consumption. There's nothing wrong with it. But trust me, you might put years on your life if you're able to walk away from meat and become a vegetarian or even a vegan, especially with what they're doing to the meat today. Back to these holistic doctors. This completely strips a human being's body, the Nogalese, of its natural ability to kill cancer cells. Vitamin D in the body had the ability to naturally kill cancer cells. Why? We all have cancer cells in our body, but they never get a chance to grow and develop into these masses that take us out unless we encourage that by abusing ourselves with alcohol, smoke, poor nutrition, lack of exercise, dehydrated, inflammation, and eating all these other processed foods which aid and contribute to the growth of the cancer. So the fact of the matter is that they've created a chemical that keeps the body from being able to heal itself. This chemical is meant to fight against the process of the Most High. Nogalese is a protein that's also created by all cancer cells. So cancer cells naturally create this protein.
and this protein begins to attack and fight the other cells and organs within the body. Now, this protein is also found in very high concentrations in autistic children. So it's not enough that the vaccinations are causing autism, but the protein is what's also helping to aid in the autistic effects of your children that could also lead to cancer. And we already know that they've passed a law pretty soon where no kid will be able to go to school without being vaccinated. That's right. And that means it won't be long before they start coming for all adults where you will not be allowed to go to your job or to work unless you've had a biometric scan, you've been completely vaccinated, and you have Obamacare, which requires a two-way radio, which we know is the chip. This prevents the body from utilizing the vitamin D necessary to fight cancer and prevent autism. So Nogales disables the immune system. It's also known to cause type 2 diabetes, where there's a plethora of young men coming down with type 2 diabetes. So not only is it in the vaccinations, but we have found that the sugar substitute, I'm trying to think of it right now, which was made out of corn. But the sugar substitute used in the majority of sweeteners, drinks, and different things like that was also responsible for aiding in type 2 diabetes. Connect that with the synergistic effect of the vaccinations, and there you have it. Type 2 diabetes, which can lead to poor circulation, amputation, loss of life, loss of use of organs. What we're seeing is the ramping up of depopulation, which from what my understanding is, the goal within the next 10 years is to achieve what the New World Order has put out in their Ten Commandments on the Georgia Guidestones, which no one knows who put up and when they went up, how they got up. Depopulation of the world's numbers, which is close to 7 billion, and they want that down to 500 million. So we're talking about 6 billion, 500 million people being destroyed and killed. Of course, this is out of chaos because there won't just be sickness and vaccinations, but there'll be wars. As we know, we sit upon, as I said, the precipice of a third world war. Not only will there be wars and sickness, but there will be those that will be led astray because of their worship of Satan. We do know that this world is pushing us into a new world agenda that is causing everyone to pretty much become Satan worshipers as they push us into the acceptance of the New Age era, which is the worship of Satan, the Illuminati and the worship of self, me-ism, and the fact that they are pushing that Lucifer is the good guy, which was always taught amongst the Masons and your Shriners within their temples about who the true people of the Most High are, the indigenous people of the earth, all praises to the Most High, and the fact that Lucifer was misunderstood, which is why Fox will give you a TV show about Lucifer coming up in the next couple of months where he will be looking like the good guy, worshipped and praised, and people are waiting to watch his show on a weekly basis, movies about Lucifer, and ministers that already belong to Lucifer that you have been following for quite some time. You just didn't realize it, where they preached your words were power, and they preached prosperity, and they preached your best life now. So he will come and preach to everyone that he is the God of all religions, and you will easily walk into it and accept it and worship him for who you think he is, because they will cause the Most High to look like he's the bad guy. But nonetheless, I got off into that tangent talking about the destruction of people, and I'm dealing with one particular aspect from this order out of chaos of the vaccines and why these holistic doctors were being murdered. So let me continue with this article. They weren't killing these doctors because they had found the cure to cancer or were successfully treating autism, which everybody thought, like that's because they can't cure billions of people. They can only get to so many. They were killing them because these doctors had been researching and had the evidence that the vaccines they're injecting are precious children with are causing our current cancer and autism crisis, which is skyrocketed. A lot of you all's children have autism, and you don't even realize that's what you're struggling with. A lot of your babies are dying of cancer. Your parents are dying of cancer. You think it's old age. Your parents are the first one lined up at Walgreens to get the flu shot, and it's literally killing them. I believe the flu shots and some of this food is what took my grandmother out. She lived to be 98, but there was people in my family that lived to be 110, 112. You know, there's a lot of people, these Edomites, these Gentiles that know that we have the ability to live long, healthy lives, and they seek to destroy that. And it was in the vaccination. So let me get back to, it wasn't the fact that they had a cure. It's the fact that they knew that the vaccinations were causing this problem. And that it's obviously being done knowingly and on purpose. So they had figured it out that it was known what they were putting out, and they were doing it on purpose. The doctors that they killed in Florida, which was no coincidence, had all been collaborating, talking, calling, emailing. There's nothing private and secret, not even me doing this show. And they were getting ready to go public with the information. This is why I say you all think you're free. You're only free when you're free in spirit. And when you're free in spirit and the Most High controls you, you can't go anywhere until he says it's time. The doctors they killed in Florida had been collaborating and were getting ready to go public with the information that this was depopulation 101. Add poison to the vaccines, make it a law that all children must be injected to attend school, and it's a slow kill method, trying to wipe out an entire generation of kids. They already know that most of us within our middle age and a little bit younger than that, most of us are going to lay down. We'll take the chip, we'll take technology, we'll take vaccinations, and your older people will take them too. So as the younger kids are learning and waking up, let's kill them off as well. So if they make it a law, which pretty soon they're going to make it a law for adults, they think they're being fair with their survival of the fittest type mentality. Only the best genes survive. These people have no souls. There are some genes that still fight against these vaccinations. It's not just the genes. It's those that are part of the remnant. You can't take what the Most High don't want you to take. Because he said we'll take up any deadly poison we take up. He said he would take care of us and look out for us. Dr. Ted Brewer breaks the above info about the Nogales in this clip. He explains it much better than I can. The clip is short from his show on Hagman and Hagman. Now, a lot of this information they allow to be leaked out, which we're going to get into shortly with controlled opposition. Let's see if we can hear some of this clip.
Controversial, and a bunch of people have exited the planet who are working with it. This information has been around for a while. They knew the information they were working with, and they were basically being very, very careful, supposedly, and some of them were being accused of having used GCMAF, and the Food and Drug Administration apparently raided several of their offices several weeks before they committed suicide or suddenly died. Now, let me share something with you very quickly what this is. It's going to sound complicated, but I'm going to break this down super, super easy for everybody listening tonight. When you first hear these terms, they're going to sound weird to you, but we're not going to make them weird. We're going to make them very easy. GC protein is a protein in the body that is used by macrophages in the body. And what it does, macrophages in the body are the ones that kill cancer cells. They basically stop cytokine storms and can be involved in cytokine storms. We'll explain what all these terms mean in a few minutes. The GC protein in the body adds vitamin D to it. Doug, how many times have I told the listening audience you have to take vitamin D every single day? That's super important. And we've got another bunch of notes, too. We're going to talk about the other ways that they're doing things to us to reduce the population of the planet. Now, what's interesting about this is, remember, GC protein, it gets vitamin D added to it, and the GC protein becomes what's called GC-MAF. This GC-MAF protein is human immune system enzyme protein, also known as vitamin D binding protein, macrophage activating factor. Now, what that simply means is this. This GC-MAF is probably the single most effective thing in the immune system to kill cancer cells. And what's happening is the immune system is being compromised by a product called NAGLase. It's an enzyme slash protein, and it's made by cancer cells and viruses, causing immunodeficiency syndromes. It's also been linked to autism and a host of other problems we're going to talk about tonight. Now, what ends up happening is this. When this GC protein cannot be converted to the GC-MAF protein, the entire immune system is compromised. What these doctors found was this, that this NAGLase protein enzyme, they felt was being introduced into the body either virally or directly through immunizations. This is the protein powder. This is the enzyme protein that destroys the immune system. I'm going to repeat this. Apparently, since these guys are dead and I can't talk to them, they have found that the NAGLase enzyme protein that was made by cancer cells and viruses, which causes immunodeficiency, is being added through the immunizations, either through viruses or through the immunization itself being given NAGLase. This is such incredibly damning information to the entire medical profession and the immunological profession and those folks that are producing immunizations that apparently they didn't want these guys around. Now, I'm not saying what happened to these guys. I'm just saying they're not on this planet anymore. So what ends up happening is this. The GC protein cannot attach itself to vitamin D because of the NAGLase. When that happens, the NAGLase becomes the agent that causes the cancer. Now, let's talk about NAGLase for a second. Now, we know that NAGLase is being found in super high concentrations in autistic children. And what they're saying is that the NAGLase protein, this viral protein, was not in these children at childbirth, but it's being introduced somehow into these children, they felt, during the immunization process. Now, again, I wasn't involved in their research. I haven't seen the double-blind clinical studies. I'm going to read you some information on NAGLase. NAGLase is a protein made by all cancer cells and viruses. Its former official name is, now this is a long name, is alpha and acetyl galactose minidase. But let's just call it NAGLase for this tonight. Now, NAGLase causes immunodeficiency. It was being found in children being diagnosed with autism in high concentration. NAGLase blocks the production of the GC-MAF, which is the vitamin D binding to the GC protein. Thus, it prevents the immune system from doing its job. Without an active immune system, cancer and viral infections can grow unchecked. As an extremely sensitive marker for all cancer, NAGLase provides a powerful system for early detection. Serial NAGLase testing provides a reliable and accurate method for tracking the results of any therapeutic regime for cancer, AIDS, or other chronic infections. This is an article from a book from Dr. Tim Smith, MD. He goes on to say, and this is super important, now guys, listen to me on this. He says that NAGLase is like a stealth bomber. The NAGLase enzyme synthesized in and released from cancer cells or a virus particle pinpoints the GC-MAF protein facilities on the surface of your T and B lymphocytes, this is part of your immune system, and simply wipes them out with an incredibly precise bomb, is what he says. How precise? He says, let me put it this way. NAGLase locates and attacks one specific two-electron bond located and only at the 420th amino acid position on a huge protein molecule, one of tens of thousands of proteins, each containing millions of electrons. This is like selectively taking out a park bench in a major city from 6,000 miles away. More astonishing, if that is possible, NAGLase never misses its target. There is no collateral damage. As you already know, GCMAF is a cell-signaling glycoprotein that talks to the macrophages, enabling them to rapidly find, attack, and kill viruses and cancer cells. By activating these macrophages, this GCMAF protein triggers a cascade that activates the entire immune system. When you block the production of this protein, Doug, this NAGLase brings all of this wonderful anti-cancer, antiviral immune activity to a screeching halt, allowing cancer and infections to spread.
Man, so your science has created in your vaccinations a drug that literally stops the proteins created from vitamin D that stimulate the immune system. It targets it like a bomb and kills it and prevents your body from healing itself. And you love science and you love mankind. You love what's happening and how they're trying to destroy the Most High God's creation. Over 10 holistic doctors were getting ready to come forth and expose this truth, and they're gone now. Yeah, we'll be right back. We got to hear a little bit more of that particular clip. When we come back. Opposition. We're talking about the fact of the holistic doctors that have been murdered, killed, that were getting ready to come forth with some information about this NAGLase, this protein that actually destroys man's ability to fight cancer cells, and the vitamin D proteins and the GC proteins to be able to stimulate our immune system. It's actually inside the vaccinations that they're forcing our kids to take, which is why we have higher rates of autism. And we will listen to a clip We'll go into another clip briefly and listen to, we'll kind of pick up a little bit where we left off. We gave some basic information. We'll listen to a few minutes of this before we move on with the rest of the show.
Here's how they're depopulating the planet. What we've learned is this. If a country can maintain a constant population, it can feed its people most of the time. That's number one. If it doesn't have to, if it can't maintain a proper population balance, it has to resort to war and resource acquisition by attacking other countries. This has been going on since the beginning of time to feed its people. If every country on the planet stabilized their population and could feed their own people, peace could be maintained. We'd probably have no war. The problem is right now, Doug, we have 100 million people being born and added to the planet every single year. And the globalists and the United Nations have looked and said, hey, we can't allow this. We've got to cull the population. That's why they're going after our immune system. Remember now, if we have this condition right now with all of this nagalase in our bloodstream now from all these immunizations that we've been getting, if they introduced an H1N1 bird vaccine or Ebola or whatever, our immune systems wouldn't work efficiently against that. It had a much higher kill rate. So let's go back to this. We look back to ancient Rome and we wonder what the gladiators and we wondered how the Roman society could have been so cruel or how Hitler or Stalin killed tens of millions of their own people. But modern society is just as cruel, if not more cruel. The New World Order of today has marked mankind for slaughter. Their stated goals are to bring the population of the planet down to 500 million. Using the excuse of managing the global population, massive death programs are underway. We are all victims of this covert depopulation policy that seeks to reduce the population to a sustainable level of, again, 500 million. The primary methods that are being used are chemical and biological agents. We just discussed that. To undermine human fertility, sexuality, and immune systems, as well as a variety of psychosocial and economic methods to subvert the family unit. The method used to control population growth has been dictated by growth rate and the life in the existing infrastructures in the developing countries. In other words, if you're going to fluoridate the water, you can't do it in a country that doesn't have water treatment systems. You can't. You can't put fluoride in water that you're pumping out of a well with 1,000 little wells everywhere else. These methods have either been imposed by force or have been adopted willingly by the nation states and their leadership. This is what's happened to us in the United States. They have willingly done this to us. They know what they're doing, and they started it way back in the 40s when they introduced fluoride into the water supply. China has been using the one-child policy. India has used covert sterilization techniques. The U.S. and NATO countries have relied primarily on chemical sterilization and have done this either covertly, and they've also impaired the immune system. Fluoridation is being used to make the masses sterile and infertile. This was first used in the Nazi concentration camps. The concentration camps had to find a drug, a chemical, that would make the inmates servile and infertile. And they knew they couldn't get the inmates to take pills because they would spit them out. So they poisoned the water with fluoride. First attempt method of choice. It started in 1946. And it was either through tap water, through table salt, or milk, depending on the country being poisoned. Remember, Harvard says that when you ingest fluoride on a continual basis, then you have up to a 20-point drop in IQ scores. This is particularly true in children who are being given formula which contains fluoride because the water they're mixing it with contains fluoride. It's gotten so bad now that even the government has come in and reduced the fluoride standards by 50%. A few wealthy nations of Northern Europe who don't fluoridate their water, Doug, they use free dental plans to make sure that everyone gets a good dose of topical fluoride on a regular basis. This poison has been given to you under the lie that it prevents tooth decay. It does not. This is a complete and total lie. It is rat poison, period. That's all it is. Water fluoridation is over to 1 billion people now in the modern world, and it can only be used in modern infrastructures with special treatment water plants. Now, the next thing they do in Latin America and then throughout the big Caribbean is they can't go in there with water treatment systems like that and do this, so they use salt fluoridation. Most people don't know this. They actually add fluoride to salt, and what that allows it to do is it allows it to be bound to the salt. They shake the fluoride directly on their food, and again, it's to be used to create a servile and infertile population. But now, this is very insidious because, again, everybody needs salt and everybody needs water, and they know that. A few years ago, I remember I was traveling out in Utah, Doug, and I remember I was over the Great Salt Lake, and I was shocked at all of the drying ponds and how many of the drying ponds and the amount of chemtrails that were being sprayed, dumping aluminum into the salt. Now, remember this. If the aluminum is being added to the salt because the salt basically is being completely contaminated by the chemtrails, which contain aluminum, and then they're mixing fluoride in with the salt, and then they're dumping glyphosate on all of our food. This is like a toxic trifecta. 1 billion pounds of glyphosate or Roundup is being used annually. 1 billion pounds. Now, fluoride is also used as insecticides. Everybody listen to me. There's an insecticide called cryolite. They use it on veggies and grapes. It's also in wine. And this is a super poisonous product that uses fluoride to kill insects, and they spray it on your vegetables. That's why you've got to eat clean. You've got to eat organic. Then they use another one. It's called sulfural fluoride. They put it on beans and grains, and it's been linked to drops in IQ also. Let's not forget the toothpaste and the dental doctors who basically continue to give you fluoride treatments, and also dental mouthwashes that contain fluoride, and the dentists who refuse to read the latest Harvard research. Also, a lot of the white strips that are available that people use to whiten their teeth, they contain fluoride. So we have this continual bombardment of fluoride in our diets, which has been linked to IQ scores, sterility, and infertility. Almost every major city now, Doug, contains scores and scores of fertility clinics. And the reason for that is the baby boomers are having a difficult time. Well, we're past prime age now, but our children are having a difficult time in getting pregnant because they've been given so many of these drugs and so many of these chemicals in their diet. And this is all being done on purpose. Now, to close the loop on the folks who say no to water fluoride by drinking bottled water, starting around 1980, BPA has been used in all plastic bottles in almost all plastic. Some of it's coming out now. This is bisphenol A, and they replace glass bottles. And this is another fertility depressing chemical. BPA, bisphenol A, is a xenoestrogen. Men's sperm counts are now down by as much as 90%. There's two types of these plastics. There's polycarbonates, which use or BPA plastics like water bottles, and there's epoxy resins that are used on the inside of cans. Now, I'm going to shake you up in a second because almost all organic canned goods still have epoxy resins made with bisphenol A. So if you're buying organic vegetables in a can, you're still getting a huge dose of BPA from the can. BPA is ingested when it leaches into the bottled water and food that we carry. Almost every can in the world is lined with epoxy resins loaded with BPA. Chronic exposure plus most organics, frozen veggies, are in BPA bags. In other words, you get frozen vegetables, they are in plastic bags that contain BPA. Most organic cans contain BPA. So folks who are using and buying more expensive organic canned goods and plastics are spending extra money and being poisoned by this xenoestrogen compound. Now, there are some organic manufacturers who don't use BPA in their cans or plastic bags. I'm going to give you those right now that we know of. There's probably more. These are the ones we personally use. But we buy organic food. We buy it from Amy's, from Farmer's Market, from Eden, from Field Day, and from Wolfgang Puck. They don't use BPA liners in their cans. They don't use plastic bags for their vegetables or for their foods. Okay, now remember, BPA is being specifically targeted. It was put back into the food supply through the cans back in the 40s and 50s as liners, because they used to not have liners in the cans. And what BPA does, when you give it to a woman and she's eating canned foods, et cetera, or drinking out of plastic bottles, it massively increases her estrogen content if she's likely to eat canned soups, getting more of their share of levels, which could probably make these more jealous stuff start growing if they wanted it to. So I don't know if they're going to be using that for the protocol for the United States for helping to kill people or not. I don't know. That's, again, speculation on mine. But remember, back in the 90s, I remember, Doug, we had a problem with what's called the Mediterranean fruit fly here in the United States. And the Mediterranean fruit fly was attacking the orange groves. And they start, the bees are coming to pollinate it. They're poisoned.
Sorry about the technical difficulties, but there you have it, folks. I hate to tell you, most people want to say that this is a show of fear-mongering. No, it's not. I want you to realize that you have to fight for your health, and you can't be lazy, nonchalant anymore. If you plan to be here for your kids, to stand fast and be used by the Most High in this last hour to fight this spiritual, fight this warfare. There are many subtle methods that are being utilized to prevent, to cause slow kills, cancer, sickness, disease, lethargy, just complete laziness, inability to focus, autism, cancers, diabetes, all these things are taking place because of what's happening with the food, and they are already in the midst of depopulation. People, we are moving into a new era. We are getting ready to move into what is known as Jacob's Trouble, where people will be persecuted. This is being ramped up. Everything you thought was in the movies, as you see it come into fruition. I used to watch Minority Report some 10, 12 years ago. Now it's on TV, but now it's a reality with facial recognition cameras, with voice recognition, and with all the technology. Technology has been designed to destroy you and to rule over you. You've got to learn to rise above, not be ignorant, deal with the truth, fight for your health, and not depend upon what man creates to make your life so much easier. It's not the way it works. If no one talked to you about this, you would never know this, and you'd be already involved in a slow kill. There are toxics and poisons in most things that you're ingesting. If you don't care, you don't care. So be it. We just bring the information. You do with it whatsoever you will. And that's how it goes down. But your politicians ain't got no... Chaser, and we're moving right along. Just got through covering this information about the over 10 murdered holistic doctors down in Florida area who were getting ready to come forth with this information about the vaccinations being contaminated with a protein that purposely kills off the cells in your body that fight cancer and other sickness, disease, and produces vitamin D. So, they're not here to expose this, but we go ahead and when we bring it out, we try to bring you this information. Do with it whatsoever you will. Now we're moving on. We're moving on to the next topic before we get ready to sign out this evening, which is what takes place all around us, creating cognitive dissonance throughout our media and news, which is all a lie, 98% lies, if not 99.9, because the Zionist media is constantly pumping information out to you to control you, to keep you in fear and to keep you in bliss and to keep you ignorant for the most part. Tonight we talk about what's known as controlled opposition. Yes, brothers and sisters, this is true. This is real. What is controlled opposition? It is the term used to describe leaders who arrive on the scene almost out of nowhere and offer us amazing nuggets of truth. These facts either wow us or confirm something we subconsciously knew but wanted confirmation. That is a degree of what it means. But to go deeper, controlled opposition is a protest movement that is actually being led by government agents. Nearly all governments in history have employed this technique. What makes you think they would stop? It's just like the show we did on COINTELPRO, which destroyed the awakening and the black movement of our people within communities when you had the Black Panthers on the rise, and they were systematically destroyed by their own people through COINTELPRO. This technique of controlled opposition is in full effect. You watched it the other evening while observing your fake political debate of all the puppets that are being used to entertain you. It is a reality TV show, which is why they got one of the kings of reality running for president, and you're buying into it because he's being used to distract you. Distract you with the left hand while the right hand is maneuvering. It's exactly what they're doing. Republican and Democrat, two sides of the same coin, the same dog and pony show is what you're observing. There is already a planned and prepared ending for this presidential race. Sources say more than likely there will be no presidential election. For if we are at a time of war, there are executive orders in place that say that your president cannot be voted out in times of martial law. We move immediately into a dictatorship, especially by one who has passed the most heinous executive orders ever in history and that are systematically destroying the Constitution, as we have a president that is definitely in bed with the so-called things that you are afraid of through your media, portraying a certain group of people as being the ones, the boogeyman. The Muslims are coming to get you. They got you believing it while they're keeping you distracted. Are you distracted by Christmas? Are you distracted enough by shopping? Because it's the winter solstice. It's one of Satan's holidays. It's a time of sacrifice and demon worship. It's a time of their fake global warning peace accord so that they can establish the foundation substratum for one world government. It's a time when all your political leaders are going to head to the Vatican for their rituals and routines so that they can begin to set us on a course to unite every country that is confederate against the children of the Most High and prepare for our destruction as they gather intel about you because you gladly give it up through Facebook and Twitter and social media, and because you're sick running to the man in the white coat and telling him to check you out and check your blood and check this and check that. That man can't do nothing for you. It's what you've already done to yourself by what you put in your mouth. Anatomy of controlled opposition. Well, do you want to better understand controlled opposition? Lenin noted that the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition yourself. See, here's what happens. He wasn't the first to note it or to act accordingly. The dynamic nature of the world necessitates reforms, which in turn challenge the existing power structure, which then needs to survive while the masses hate it for its failures. The establishment is usually much better organized, resourced, educated, experienced, and smarter than the masses, thus manipulates them by various means, including the installation of establishment-controlled leaders for the alleged opposition. Much of the horrid history of the past century was played by means of controlled opposition, and it still does. There are cases when both opposing sides are pawns on the service of the same manipulative power which keeps viable working relations with them. What does that mean? There are cases where the controlled opposition collaborates with its manipulative master in order to extort a third party. So, how do you identify controlled opposition? A controlled opposition can be identified by means of its techniques and or results. Its techniques comprise of social engineering, Facebook, Twitter, moral, cultural, ethnic, psychological warfare is what we're going through. You have what's known as FUD, which is fear. Anybody that's fear-mongering. Uncertainty, people uncertain of what's going to transpire, what happens. We know the word, our Bible, our history book tells us what's going to happen. Anybody that's constantly preaching fear and not motivating and encouraging your soul is a problem. And anyone that causes doubt and not faith. So FUD is fear, uncertainty, and doubt. It goes back to the traumatic events that causes us to compartmentalize certain aspects of our brain because we don't want to deal with the fear, the uncertainty, and doubt. We'd rather self-medicate. What am I saying about controlled opposition that you need to understand right now? That those that you think are against you have actually been put in place to deceive you. Those that you think are for you. Now, let me better explain this one right here because this is the one I need you to really follow. You hate the government, so you start listening to anti-government protesters that are speaking the rhetoric and semantics that you like because they're saying, down with the government, this is our plan, we must do this, not knowing that the government you hate put those anti-government protesters and leaders in place and they're funding them and telling them what to say so that they can still yet control the way you hate them. Controlled opposition. That is what Malcolm means when he says you've been played, you've been had, you've been bamboozled. Pilgrim Rock fell on you. The sad thing is that this controlled opposition is happening around some of you that least suspect that it's happening to you. Even the Hebrew Israelite community, the Christian church, every one of you that hears a message that speaks to your fear, uncertainty, and doubt, or that hears a message that adds to that. Vladimir Lenin said it best, the best way to control the opposition, that's the public that's against us, is to lead the opposition ourselves. I put an article up talking about Alex Jones and the fact that he is definitely one of the pinnacles of the idea of controlled opposition. Before I play a little bit of that clip, let's look at some more of the definition of controlled opposition. Let's get into this some more. Let's see. It's the hidden hand of misdirection. It's another way for you to look at controlled opposition. It is the hidden hand of misdirection. Puppeteers. This whole concept of controlled opposition eludes public awareness to a scary degree. It's similar to the reality of false flag operations, which we're bombarded with right now. This whole world, when they said the whole world's a stage, you better believe it. Never waste a good crisis, you better believe it. ISIS, these shooters, all this stuff, there's no blood, there's no real witnesses. You've got crisis actors. They are the ones behind the false flag operations. It's the epitome of carefully planned societal manipulation by unseen forces who have no regard for the human condition other than to control it at any cost, because the human the population outnumbers the elite New World Order, your satanic leadership and politicians. We outnumber them, but they control us through manipulation of the media. And then to better even control, they control the opposition, those that oppose what they're trying to achieve. The Mossad even says, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. And the war is on us for the subjugation, exploitation, and control of us, the human race. Nothing is as it seems. Nothing, not the least of which is anything and everything in our engineered society. This is why they've got you on the CIA, NSA-created Facebook, because you voluntarily give them all of your information. Children, kids, where you go, what you do every day. Twitter, people follow you. You tell them everything. And now we've got companies uniting with Facebook because they can control people and control their income and everything and what they're doing, like Uber. Everything is engineered because they seek to control the way you think, the way you view, your perception of society and what takes place, and to even so, even more so, control what's taking place. You have controlled opposition. Brothers and sisters, here's the thing that concerns me the most. Some of you are dealing with people who are working directly for the government to make you believe that they're giving you the truth, and they're actually going to lead you and to help herd you to these confinement, containment camps, and help them to round you up. It's like we just said, the first thing that happens is that controlled opposition will come in and give you amazing nuggets of information, like, oh, how did they learn that truth? Where did they get that from? They get us to follow them like they're our heroes. Then ultimately they spin us off into a la-la land. Suddenly just one place they take a twist and turn and they've thrown us off. Those seeking real truth are given our leaders. They swoop in with amazing, never before seen or heard nuggets of truth. We latch onto them, often treat them as heroes, spin us, you know, like within 6 to 12 months. It's impossible to have a well-known leader. That's anywhere, anything, any religion. I don't care where it is. To be real, that person would be compromised quickly. One who begins to lead large amounts of people and masses and assuming money, they are quickly compromised because they're being observed. It's for this reason I highly recommend you not follow anyone. In other words, learn how to be your own leader and follow the Spirit. You must have a relationship with the Most High God, the one and only true God, and let him give you his Spirit by keeping his commandments and learn to discern what is truth so that you can be navigated. This New Age movement has brought a ton of radio hosts that are utilizing all these mediums and have amassed tons of followers. And what they do is they control them. Tell them what to do, what not to do, when to do it. It's very clear how to be able to observe those that have been compromised, to give you the information of what you should do with your life. It's controlled protest movements. Black Lives Matter. Come on. All of a sudden, out of nowhere. These people support the government because they've been whisked off somewhere. We got a brother in the Hebrew community, and you don't even know where this brother is at. False venues. not letting people know exactly what to do, but constantly giving them these nuggets and truth to keep them hanging on. And then they suddenly spin you out of control with a false doctrine, and they're separating you from your people, your friends, those that are close, and resources in a relationship, a real relationship with the Most High. So I don't say this show tonight to say who can you trust, but I will say that you must trust in the Most High, and trust in yourself and what's on the inside, and you're only going to be able to trust what's on the inside when you put good stuff on the inside. That's holistically by the foods that you eat, staying away from the pharmaceuticals, and staying away from the lies of men that want to lead you and take your money and tell you what you should do, how you should dress, and who you should talk to and who you shouldn't talk to, and how much money you should give them for what they have. And you're paying for their lifestyle. One brother said you're paying for their extended vacations. I don't need to call out any names on this show of anybody, but there's quite a few people in every facet, genre, and aspect of life that is actually being ran by the elite, because they're fully aware of the fact that there are people that are awakening very fast and very quick. So they can't stop that, because that's outside of their grasp and control, because it was prophesied. So what they will try to do under the auspices of Satan and their leader is at least say, well, let's compromise them, pay them off, and control them so we can control what they're saying to the people, and we can mislead them and misguide them. So, wolf in sheep's clothing? Yes. Pied Pipers? Yes. Cults? Yes. Are we moving into one world government, and do they need everyone to participate and cooperate? Yes. So how do we get this done? We just talked about it. Let's talk about fear, uncertainty, and doubt. These are the approaches and techniques before I let go of this topic. By countering the empiric wisdom of the generations by means of rigged freak events, as we see these false flags, thus complying with the inverted world concept and aspiration of the Illuminati, people scared to do so many things, shop, go to public events, they're shaping it. Another way how to identify controlled opposition, indoctrinating people into destructive sequences of see, think, say, do. They program them. They tell them how to see, how to think, how to say, how to do, what to say, who to talk to. We talked about that. Another way to identify controlled opposition, fake alternative venues. If you follow somebody and you don't know where the hell they at, then you got a problem. Max Kaiser, who installs fear, uncertainty, and doubt concerning the financial markets, that happens. These are people that have people very unstable about their investments. Basing the currency to gold and silver strangulates the economy, rebasing it. Having people afraid of the economy. Pointing the blame for massive catastrophes and events. Making people not believe in the institute of marriage and maternity. Pretending maternity and marriage were oppression. There's just so many that go on and on. I could go on and on and on. Let me read this little clip. Gitmo and any other torture traumatize its subjects in preparation to post-traumatic treatment comprising psychotropic medication, thus producing candidates for hypnotized false flag terrorists. You just look at the people that they claim are behind the Planned Parenthood shootings and the movie theater shootings. All these people are psychotropically medicated, hypnotized, so-called false flag terrorists. They didn't do these things all by themselves, but they were candidates that were utilized. They did participate. The school shooters in the USA are typically youth who had been traumatized by means of gangster abuse under the auspices of their Illuminati parents and collegiate lodge members. Social engineering turns society a moral, disorganized, non-civilized, primitive, dumb, and ignorant. That's why you've got new apps popping up daily to keep people from talking and communicating. Social media has made us dumb. Nobody even talks to anyone anymore. Disorientating people by means of subjectivism, originally subjectivity, induced cognitive dissonance all throughout your news and on TV, that happens. Thus turning the population against its own self, which is why there's so much hatred in the streets. And people are agitated constantly. You don't even realize what the media is doing to you and what's happening around you subconsciously and the psychological warfare that you're going through. If you have no foundation, spiritual foundation, prayer, oneness with the Most High God, you will not be able to survive above the fray, because those that you think are for you are being controlled and programmed for those that you believe are against you. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Greater is that that's in me than anything that's in the world. And no weapon formed against me can prosper. Do your research, brothers and sisters, and realize what's happening around you, and don't be ignorant to the facts. Stop. Pray, meditate, think, take a look, carefully weigh out everything, and know what's transpiring around you. There's lies on the television. Those are all lies. It's a one-eyed demon. It's lying to you. No politician is for you. Don't march with some organized, peaceful group, because that group was put together by those that you're marching against. There will be no justice until the Most High returns for us. Listen, I've gone over my time. I am V, the preacher. I'm getting ready to close out by saying what I always say. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Truth is a journey and not a destination. If the Most High willing and we're here on the Sabbath, please tune in so I can talk to you about our culture, our history, our commandments, our laws, and us coming back to our God, the one and only true God. Peace, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, make it for the heart, waiting through my mind. Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us sweet, wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
ooh.